This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. Well, we start a little later today. There was had a shir in the community. Okay, so today we're going to focus on the question of Rabbi Kiva Eger on Daf Ayin Tes Amud Aleph, the question of Rabbi Kiva Eger on the Ran. The Gemara said, Kiyem Belibay Kiyem. If you're Mekayim in your heart, it's upheld. Says the Ran. Where does the Gemara get this from? Says Aran, Venir Be'inai, on the third line, the Afinan La Mishtika, the Yom Shammai, we learn out Kiyam works from silence. We learn out Kiyam works in your heart from silence on the day that you heard it. Shehi Mekayemes, that it affirms the Neder. The Taima Mai, what's the reason? Misham Dekimen Sha'avar Yom Shmiya, if the whole day of hearing it passes loy hafer and you didn't annul it, gale adaite, you're revealing shu writes b'kiyumai shel neder, that you want the neder, but you didn't actually affirm it, you just show you want it. Alma kol shebelibay lekaymai sagi, we see if it's in your heart to affirm it, it's affirmed, that's enough. Ela diyav le'rachmana kol hahu yom lehafara, the Torah gives that whole day to annul it. Mishum da'ad the Arva Shimsha, because until sunset, it doesn't demonstrate that you want to affirm it. The Dilma Basar Hachi Meferla, because you could always annul it. So silence does not show you want to affirm it, because you still retain the ability to annul it. Kiven de Basar Daite Bulchudazlinan, because we're only following your Das. So the halacha is if you're silent on the day that you hear it, it's affirmed. Umina. Umina, from here we could infer the kol shekayim b'libay kayim la'altar, that anyone who's mekayim it in his heart, it's immediately affirmed. Dehavalei kilu avra yom shmiya, it's as if the whole day of listening passed. Okay. So the Ran is saying, we learn out kiyem b'libay kayam from shmiya, from shtika b'yam shamay. We learn out that if you're mekayim in your heart, it is effective from the case of shtika b'yam shamay. So look in the Goyan Hashas. Goyan Hashas asks the following question. Kashali, the second Goyan Hashad, ha-kaymalan, don't we hold the af d'dvarm shabalev loy have a dvarm? Words of the heart are not words. Mikamakam hecha demuchach, where it's clear, v'galoi l'koil, and revealed to everyone, havadvarim. Even though dorm shavali loy havadvarim, where it's muchach v'galoi havadvarim, kahi, demavrachas, like the case of mavrachas uchadoima, Imkein ma raya de b'shasak kol yom shmiya. What's the raya from being silent on the day of listening? Da anu donin, that we're evaluating. Du muchach shu roitz b'kiyumai, that it's clear that he wants to affirm it. B'kiyumai shel neder v'goloi lanu kavanasai, and it's revealed to us what is kavanas mishem hachi havekiyum. Says Aran, we hold, even though Dom Shabbat Loi have a dvarim, but if it's Muchach v'goloi, have a dvarim. So how can you bring a raya from Shasak b'yom Shamai? We're saying there it's Muchach shuroitza b'kiyumai, and it's goloi, therefore it's a kiyum. Aval b'kiyum b'liba she'ena goloi kol, if he affirms in his heart where it's not clear to everyone, have a kachal dvarim Shabbat Loi v'doloi mahani, b'tzarchi and gadol. Rabbi Kivager says this is not a tzarchion, it's a tzarchion gadol. How in the world could you prove from shtika b'yom shamay? Normally, the default is dvarm shebelev lo yhav dvarm, unless it's muchach v'goloi l'kol. So we're saying that by shasak b'yom shamay, it's muchach v'goloi. But it's not muchach v'goloi if you're stam kiyem b'libay. So the Achiezer tries to answer this question. Let me see if I could pull it up here on the screen. There you go. Achyezer of Rabbi Chaim Oizer Grozinski. Chelek Beis Simon Yotes Ois Gimel. Let's see if I could get it up here. Basically, in a nutshell, what the Achyezer says is like this. He cites a Rashba, a Rashba in Kedushin. The Rashba in Kedushin says that on Daf Nun, that it's not true, Dvarim Shebelev Lo Yehava Dvarim. That's only when what's in your heart contradicts what you say. But if there's no contradiction between your heart and your mouth, Dvarim Shebelev, Hava Dvarim. It's not true. The premise is not true. We hold Dvarim Shebelev, Hava Dvarim. It's only when it contradicts what's in, what's what you actually say, we say Lo Yehava Dvarim. So you'll say, okay, then in that case, then why do I need a proof that Kiyem Belibay is effective? Why would it not be effective? There's nothing that you said that contradicts it. But the Achyezer says the rule of Dvarim Shebelev Lo Yehava Dvarim is not even applicable over here, Bechlal, because there's nothing that you said that contradicts what you're thinking. So then why does the Ran even have to prove it should work? Says Achyezer, because by Nedarim we don't have a rule of Dvarim Shebelev. By Nedarim, Dvarim Shebelev Lo Yehava Dvarim, even if it doesn't contradict what you say. Why? Because there's a din of Levate Bisvasav. You need to enunciate it. In general, in Shas, Dvarim Shebelev, Lo Yehava Dvarim, when there's a contradiction. By Nedarim, even when there's no contradiction, Dvarim Shebelev, Lo Yehava Dvarim. Why? Because it says Levate Bisvasai. So you'll say, okay, so then we're back to the starting point. Then, how do you bring a raya from... If you need Levate Bisvasayim and it only works by Shtika B'yam Shamay because it's Muchach, it's not Muchach over here. No, that's not why it works by Hakama. The reason why it works by Hakama is not because it's Muchach. It works by Hakama because we don't learn out Hakama from making the Neder. Why? Only to make the Neder you need Levate Bisvasayim, but not to affirm the Neder that you don't need Levate Bisvasayim. The Ran is proving from Hakama, from Shtika B'yayim Shamay, not that Dvarim Shebelev like this have a Dvarim. He's proving the din of Levate Bisvasayim does not extend to Hakama. The proof is that if it extends to Hakama, it wouldn't work. It wouldn't work for Shtika B'yayim Shamay, because even though it's Muchach, but it's still not Levate Bisvasayim. So, says the Achyezer, the Havamina of the Gemara is that Hakama Belev should not help because by Neder you need Levate Besvasayim. So you would think for Hakama you also need Levate Besvasayim. Kamash Malan, Legabe Hakama, you don't need Levate Besvasayim. Therefore, Hakama works when you're Shasak B'yam Shamay, and by extension it also works if you're Kiyem Belibay. That's the gist of how the Achyezer learns it. Let's see if we can see it inside a little bit. Says the Achyezer, he says, "L'chayra yesh l'shadus v'zeh nargami divrei haran in adarim ayin tes." Who says, "D'lahachi kiyem b'libay kayam d'yalfinon mishtika b'yayim shamay." The time am I, kiven sha'avar yom shmi avalei hefer gali daitu shiroitza b'kiyumai shal neder. If you're silent b'yayim shamay, that shows you want the neder. Alma kol shabalibay l'kiyayim sagi. We see that if it's in your heart alone, it's enough. Umina, from there we could derive the b'chihai gavna b'hafara enoy mufar. Then in such a case, b'hafara it's not mufar. Af b'oifin shiyesh haychacha levitel ha'neder. Even in a situation where there's a haychacha to be mevatel the neder. Even though by hafara it would not be mufar, even when there's a hafara, Because the Ran, the Haran, medamela kiyam belibay lishtika biyam shamay. Fine. So the Achiezer says, he quotes Rabbi Kivegar, ula me'emes dvar of tzarachian. The Ran is a tzarachian, a kvar hirgish bezagon Rabbi Kivegar, the kaimelon, af de dvar mshabalei vloy avadvar, mikol makoim, hecha de muchach vegole lekol havadvar, mim kein maraya mishasak kolye mashmiya, danu danin de muchach shiroi tzibu kiyumai shaneder, vegole ilanu kavanasai, mishamachi avakiyama, vakiyam believer shen a gole chal havadvar mshabalei venum dvarim. That's Rabbi Kivegar's kasha. So how does he want to answer? V'nira b'kavonas haran api mashakosav harajba in kedushin daf nun. On the Mishnah ha'oimer ehe aha hareze nazir, where you said hareze nazir v'akimna perakama de nazir. I'm sorry, if let's say somebody says aha ahe, I'm gonna be, so the halacha is you're a nazir. What? All the guy said is, I'm going to be. Maybe he meant I'm going to be a marshmallow. Where do we get that he's going to be a nazir? V'okimna, the nazir, parakam nazir, b'shahayu nazir oiver lefanu. It's talking about a nazir was passing in front of him. V'yafa gavdolei pirish. Da'ama dvarim shabalev havadvarim. Says the Rajba, shani asam kimen da'amar ahev, nazir oiver lefanu, ki'ilu pirish, ahe kamayu. She'elu hein yadois naziras, sharibsa taira. So the Rajba asks, "V'hai teirutz oloy mechuverli?" It's not clear to me. The kamakim dvarim shabal evim. The ha'efsher dahi betaynis kamar kudakshin le'asam. V'oid kashali nidon mitruma. Why don't we learn out from truma? The kaimelon did not tell us b'machshava alma dvarim shabal ev havadvarim. And don't say v'leka l'meimer d'shani hasam d'rachmana ribe midikasa v'nechshav lachem shumascham dim kem hechi asi l'mishbat mimakrev oisai. The Raja wants to know, why don't we learn out from truma, where truma belibai does work? So question number one is, just because a nazir is passing in front of you, why is that effective? Isn't there a possibility of habitinus? And what about truma? Why can't truma be a paradigm that dvarim shabalev havadvarim? So the Rajba says as follows. Ela d'chol ki hai loy daiki klal advarim shabalev. We don't care about dvarim shabalev here. D'chi amin dvarim shabalev enum dvarim hainu she'enum dvarim levata mashamra b'pith. You know what dvarim shabalev loy havadvarim means? That what you think is not effective to be mevatel what you say. Aval kosha advarim shabalibay eina mevat lamasav. If it's not uprooting what you said, ela mekaymin kinazer shamar balibay liyos kazesh over the fun of a mechashe b'tshuma, where you don't say the opposite, have a tshuma. So. Okay, that's the Rajba. The Rajba basically sets out a principle that Dvarim Shabalev is only Loihava Dvarim Keneged Dibor. Now the Achiezer says, if that's the case, why do you need Nazir Oiver Lefanav? Why? You said a hey, and you did nothing to indicate you don't mean a Nazir, so why do you need Nazir Oiver Lefanav? Venerally, all right. So he says, "V'divrei haRashba niflaim dim kain tiksha lamali nazar over lefanav kiven de b'chay hagav na lehav advarim shabalev." Venerally, Yashev shitas haRashba. The svirle that nedarim is different. Nedarim, you need to be yotzei b'svasav. So by nedarim, it's not a problem of dvarim shabalev regarding it's contradicting what you're saying, but you still need a din of moitzi besvasav. And to that, if you have an umdino demuchach, it's good enough. So says Rav Chaim Oizer, That means, in general, that means there are two things we need to navigate in the world of Dvarim Shebelev Lehav Dvarim. We need to navigate, it can't contradict what you say, which does not apply by Hakama. And there's a din of Yoytzi Besvasav, which also doesn't apply by Hakama. But you would have thought that it does apply by Hakama. You would have thought Yoytzi Besvasav does apply by Hakama. So, he says, Ulafiza, Bekiyam, look where my icon is. Ulafiza, Bekiyam, Habal. Shemekayim nidre ishtai hayamakim loymer de kamoy de al chalois hanedarim beinon levate besvasayim. When the Baal affirms a neder, there's a makim to say that just like on a chalois neder, you need to enunciate. And gamar belibay loymahani hachanami bekiyam habal nidra beinon sheyotzi akiyam besvasav. Maybe if the Baal is going to affirm it, just like the etzem neder needs annunciation, well, maybe upholding it needs annunciation. Maybe aran raya miyom shamay deloy ba'inan bekiyam levate besvasayim. You don't need annunciation. The iluhay ba'inan levate besvasayim, then even umdina de muchach will not help. That's what the Ran is proving from. Shasak b'yom shamay. You see, if the issue that we were trying to navigate was dvarim shebelev lo have a dvarim, that you can prove from shtika b'yom shamay, because there it's muchach what you're thinking. But that's not the issue we're trying to navigate, because there's no din of dvarim shebelev lo have a dvarim, because it doesn't contradict what you're saying. What we're trying to navigate is, do you need to enunciate affirmation? I mean, there are always two things that have to be considered when you're dealing with Dvarim Shebelev. Is it contradicting what you're saying? And number two, do you need to enunciate it? The din of enunciation is not needed by Kiyam. You know what the proof is? The proof is Shtika B'Yom Shamay. If you needed to enunciate affirmation, then Shtika B'Yom Shamay would not be effective. So the Ran is proving from Shtika B'Yom Shamay, you don't need to enunciate the affirmation. My question is, if there is a Umdana Demuchach by Shtika B'Yom Shamay, maybe you do need enunciation, and Haychacha, and the haychacha is considered enunciation, just like we say by Naziros. If you say Ehei, you're a Nazir, but Benazir I'm a Lefanav. Bottom line is, Achiezer's answer to Rekiv Eger's Kasha is that the Ran is not proving Dvarim Shebelev Lehava Dvarim is not an issue from by Hakama, because it was never an issue by Hakama. Because you're not contradicting what you're saying. The only issue is, is there a din of levate besfasayim? So that he's proving from Shtika B'Yom Shamay, that there's no din of levate besfasayim, because if there was, the haychacha would not do the job. Okay, friends? That's the idea. Have a great day. Bracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov, everyone.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.